It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College volleyball team will close out the first half of Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play when they hit the road to take on number 5 Barton this Wednesday night. Cloud County will be coming into the matchup after falling in 4 sets to Pratt Community College on Saturday in Arleigh Bryan Gymnasium. Barton, 20-1 overall and 7-0 in conference play, comes into the match a perfect 4-0 on the season at home. The Cougars have swept 18 of their opponents so far and have not dropped a set in conference play. Their only loss is a 4-set defeat to Odessa College in the Sheila Worley Tournament held in Sterling, Colorado on September 13th. Cloud County is currently 0-6 on the road this season, though the team does have 3 neutral site victories with wins over Coastal Bend College, Seminole State College, and Western Texas College. This season, the T-Birds have noticeably struggled to close out sets, dropping a total of 8 sets by 2 points, including 5 sets in conference play. Barton has won 5 of the last 7 meetings with Cloud County on the volleyball court, including 2 wins in 2023. The T-Birds swept the regular season series with the Cougars in 2022. Cloud County sophomore Brady Medina continues to rank in the top 5 in the conference in kills per set and digs per set. Freshman setter Maria Clara Lopez Miranda ranks 7th in the conference in assists per set. Sophomore Emery May is 10th in the conference in blocks per set. Barton holds a stout offense as they are first in the conference in points per set in hitting percentage and second in kills per set in assists per set. First serve for Wednesday's match is set for 6:30 p.m.